Ciao, this is Claudia Callegari, your key to the finest Tuscan wine. Today, I will be diving into one of my latest blog articles, in which I share insights, stories, and of course, a lot of passion for fine wines. Exploring Chianti Classico, a day of Tuscan bliss. As a light mist enveloped the Tuscan countryside on a crisp end of the winter morning, a couple of days ago I went on a journey through the beauty of the Chianti Classico region. Guiding friends from Texas, I led them on an intense tour through three different wineries, each with its unique approach. Our adventure began with a visit to Tenuta Case Nuove, a winery that captured my attention from the moment we arrived. As a typical Tuscan farm, purchased in 2015 by a French entrepreneur with a deep passion for the world of wine, this estate immediately won us over its beauty and welcoming atmosphere. As we arrived to Tenuta Case Nuove, navigating narrow streets surrounded by stone walls, which made driving quite challenging, we reached this beautiful estate, meticulously cared for in every single detail. Not only the beauty of the landscape, which is almost a norm in Tuscany, but also the attention to detail in the garden, the artwork in every room, the ancient spaces once dedicated to stables now turned into spaces for hospitality, left us literally breathless. A true gem in the world of wine. A small company that now manages about 30 hectares of vineyards and produces its own wines, all from the Chianti Classico family, in a modern winery built in a very efficient way, using gravity to move the wine in its early stages and therefore stress it as little as possible. The winery truly fascinated us for the cleanliness and attention to detail. The company's CEO, Alessandro, led us on this extremely informative tour, where we discovered many dynamics that reside in the world of wine, from terroir to climate change, to the legend of the Chianti Classico and its black rooster emblem. The visit ended with a delightful tasting in a room with a very fascinating table with an eccentric shape, where we tasted the Chianti Annata, a beautiful young expression, fresh, fragrant, extremely fruity of Sangiovese, and the Chianti Classico Riserva, perhaps the wine that surprised me the most in its category, given the great fruit fragrance, expressiveness of tertiary aromas, great spices, and many balsamic notes that make the sip truly vibrant and extremely interesting. And finally, their Super Tuscan, the company's signature wine that somehow wants to represent the personality and style of the winemaker and that particular vintage. Once the visit to Tenuta Case Nuove was over, we moved to San Casciano, to a beautiful historic residence, Villa Sant'Andrea. Here, immersed in the century-old history told by Raisa, a kind girl who guided us through the history of the company and its traditional cellars, we took a real journey into the past. The winery, which takes its name from a small church dedicated to Sant'Andrea inside the estate, gave us an authentic experience. Entering the old cellar through a super tiny door, we ventured into the real story, among cement tanks, old barrels, and historic walls, which unfortunately at the moment is presented and visible as an historical element, but no longer used for production, which instead is delegated to another more performing site. During the wine tasting, we were able to enjoy a comprehensive selection of Chianti Classico wines. Chianti Classico Annata, Chianti Classico Riserva 2016, and Chianti Classico Gran Selezione Vintage 2015. The last one, it was the wine that conquered us more than all. Despite being the most aged of the selection, it was probably the wine that expressed itself with a greater freshness of fruit, and at the same time, a great complexity of aromas and personality. Moving just a few kilometers away, we reached the last winery of the tour, Azienda Agricola Il Colle by Silvia Badi. Guided by Silvia's bright smile along a white gravel entrance road, we were greeted by a driveway of century-old olive trees that led us to an estate. Silvia told us, with great passion and pride, how she took the reins of the family business, transforming an old farmhouse into a Chianti Classico and extra virgin olive oil producer. The company's name, Il Colle, derives precisely from the name of the original farm, purchased by her father in 1983 from the noble family Principe Corsini. After a short walk in the largest vineyard and a visit to the small and authentic original cellar, Silvia surprised us with a tasting straight from the barrel of her latest wine, a 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, vintage 2023. Despite its young age, the wine already showed great complexity and personality, making us imagine its outstanding potential future. We concluded our tour in Silvia's living room, where she delighted us with a convivial and informal tasting, enriched by delicious Tuscan appetizers. Silvia's generosity and hospitality made this visit even more unforgettable. After enjoying her Chianti Classico Annata, Chianti Classico First Vintage 2019, and Chianti Classico Gran Selezione, I was personally immediately sharing my decision to select this latter one, 36 Filari Chianti Classico Gran Selezione, into my next spring-summer selection. This Sangiovese, produced in limited quantities from a very tiny vineyard of only 36 rows of vines, represents the ultimate expression of Chianti Classico. Deep and bright ruby red color, with an intense aroma of sour cherry, it is a delicate, harmonious wine with a great body, definitely suitable for a long aging. It was an intense and memorable day, especially in the most authentic of Tuscan experience offered by Silvia's estate. The company, Il Colle, may be the smallest, least organized, and perhaps more rustic of the three we visited, but for this reason, it was the most authentic. So, if you are looking for an alternative tour in the world of Chianti Classico, and you were fascinated by this experience report, do not hesitate to contact me. I will be happy to take you off the beaten path to discover the true essence of this splendid wine region. Ciao!